You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Dr. Carl Peck, a founder and chairman of NDA Partners, a development partner to the pharmaceutical and medical device industry. He was founding director of the Center for Drug Development Science at UCSF, Washington, D.C., also director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, and Assistant U.S. Surgeon General. Dr. Carl Peck, certainly a privilege and honor to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, it certainly is, and definitely excited about having you on and hearing what you have to say. And so, overall, what services does NDA Partners offer, and how are its services unique?
NDA Partners provides assistance to researchers, entrepreneurs, investors, and others concerning development and regulation of biotech, pharmaceutical, and medical device products. Our goal for these colleagues and developers, investors, is to dramatically improve success rates, their development speed, and predictability.
Dr. Peck, you imply that predictability and success rates in current medical product development are low and improvable. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Unfortunately, this is a well-known and to some a depressing fact. Despite the urgent need for many cures and mitigations of serious illnesses, it typically takes 6 or more years for a new drug to reach the market after discovery in a government or a commercial laboratory. The overall cost of these products typically exceeds $1 billion. It often involves multiple cycles of review with FDA. As you probably know, this has led to the downsizing and merging of this entire industry, both here and in Europe. So there's much to be fixed here, and NDA Partners has a great deal of knowledge and expertise on how to do that.
How does NDA Partners help to achieve these improvements?
Well, our assistance is based on five principles of what we call optimal product development. These are described on our website at www.ndapartners.com. The principles were developed by we founders using our know-how derived from real industry and FDA and European regulatory experience. Collectively, we have over 300 years of hands-on drug development and regulatory experience. Briefly, the five principles can be described as market advantage, product readiness, value-added program management, learn and confirm, and regulatory collaboration. And I can expand on this a bit as we proceed in this interview.
That sounds good to me. Now, who are NDA Partners and what makes them special? Also, who are your typical clients and what do you do to help them?
Sure. Well, internally, we are a team of highly experienced former FDA pharmaceutical, biotech, and academic scientists, managers, and executives who manage and participate in our several practice areas. Just to name, some of our key internal group, David Feigl and myself are former center directors, Center for Drugs, Center for Medical Devices at FDA. Charles Kudzinskas, Dennis Fisher, Fritz Bueller, David Savella, all doctors, are former senior scientists and managers at companies such as Roche, Letterly, National Institutes of Drug Abuse, and Direct. Professors Malcolm Rowland, Fritz Bueller, Dennis Fisher, David Feigl, and I have been have been on the faculty of several well-known universities, for example, Manchester, England, Basel, Switzerland, University of California, San Francisco, Georgetown. And network-wise, we have assembled a world-class team of premier experts whose expertise in focused areas of drug development and regulatory research and regulation. Geographically, like our internal partners, we have presence and development and regulatory experience in the United States and Europe, and of collaborating colleagues in China and Korea. Collectively, our partners and our premier experts can personally cover areas of expertise and experience that are needed to accomplish essentially all of the areas of drug development in an efficient and successful manner, leading to product approval. For example, we have expertise in preclinical chemistry, manufacturing, pharmacology and toxicology, clinical trial design, simulation of computer simulation of clinical trials, data analysis and reporting, and strategic hands-on regulatory processes. You ask, who are our typical clients and what do we do to help them? Well, actually, it's hard to describe a typical client due to their diversity. Our founding and launch in 2003, we provided services to more than 300 early-stage biotech, small and large pharmaceutical and medical device companies, as well as several government laboratories and the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security. To achieve our goal of enabling dramatically improved success rates, development speed and predictability, we've engaged in shoulder-to-shoulder design, computer simulation, and analysis of clinical trials in all stages of product development. Importantly, we've often provided novel and key regulatory advice that have dramatically shortened the process, leading to product approval. Examples of this include employment of a single phase 3 trial in a fast-track 505(b)(2) or orphan drug program, guidance on employment of clinical trial simulation and adaptive trial designs, quantitative pharmacology, pharmacometrics, and advanced biostatistics are among our key skill sets, coupled with know-how for strategic inclusion in accelerated regulatory pathways. These last elements speak to those principles, 4 and 5, learn and confirm scientific approaches and regulatory collaboration. We participated in countless scientific advisory boards and mock FDA advisory committee meetings and assisted in preparation and review of regulatory documents for submission to FDA, including pre-read meeting documents, INDs, NDAs, BLAs, 510Ks. These are all, abbreviations that we use in our field to describe what FDA requires. So that's kind of a brief description of what we do, how we do this, and in response to your question, what makes NDA partners special and who are clients.
Definitely does. Today we're joined by Dr. Carl Peck, a founder and chairman of NDA Partners, a development partner of the pharmaceutical and medical device industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Peck, beyond general principles and teaching, please tell us a little bit more about how NDA Partners approaches specific bottlenecks and challenges of biotech pharmaceutical medical device companies.
Well, in the domain of drugs and devices, which, of course, includes vaccines, monoclonal antibodies, proteins, peptides, and so forth, the combination products, we provided expertise that has been applied in the U.S. FDA, European Medical Products Agency, and in Asia, principally China and Korea. We provided strategic guidance on implementation of traditional NDAs, and then accelerated programs such as Fast Track, Orphan, 505B2 approval, leading to deployment of a single clinical trial, say in phase three under the FDA amendments of 1997 and the May 1998 evidence of effectiveness guidance. We provided clinical trial designs, including advanced methodologies such as adaptive protocols. Pharmacometrics and data mining are a specialty of ours. Preparation for advisory committees, as I mentioned before, preparation of briefing books, rehearsals, special input on QT interval prolongation studies and data analysis. Importantly, key work in medical countermeasure against bioterrorism and natural academic efforts. You'll be seeing an important announcement on our website in the near future concerning our work within the Department of Homeland Security. On the medical devices side, it mirrors much of what I've just described for the medical product. We participated in pre-market submissions of 510Ks, IDEs, PMEs, BLAs, and process support enforcement, assessment and response, and risk management across lifecycle for design controls. So that's, I know there's a lot of abbreviations, but those colleagues of ours that are struggling in medical product development would immediately recognize virtually all of the abbreviations and terms that I've used. If not, we've got good teachers among us. We teach an American course in drug development and regulatory science. A joint effort between the University of California, San Francisco, other universities, and the Food and Drug Administration. That would comprise my response to your question, sir.
Very good. Now, you have distinguished between strategic and tactical or hands-on services. Explain that briefly, if you would.
Right. Well, as reflected in our five principles. It starts with making an assessment of whether your product concept will actually be meeting an unmet medical need and will be competitive in the marketplace, so market advantage. But to actually pull off this invention and commercialize it, one has to have both an intelligent design and a process that will ensure success. So our emphasis on strategic advice and guidance aims to truly achieve our goal for dramatically improving success rates, development speed, and predictability via the novel implementation of advanced trial designs and regulatory pathways described earlier. Tactical implementation of the myriad elements of the medical product development approval process requires a highly disciplined program that implements, efficient program and project management. That was our third principle, value-added program management. But each of these elements have to be executed on time and at the right time to support the key decisions and information delivery deadlines, which is embedded in our second principle, product readiness. So collectively, NDA Partners has resourced to provide both of these critical elements, strategic and tactical hands-on services.
In your overall description of NDA partners, you mentioned investors and others to whom you provide services. Just elaborate a little bit more on that, if you would.
Right. Well, our principal activities are, as I have just described, in the guidance and input on the strategic and efficient product development programs. We do provide some sort of consulting services with investors. We've provided due diligence evaluations of the prospects for a particular company or a particular product for approval or for achieving a successful response to an FDA inquiry. We also provide some litigation support. We have worked as expert witnesses, providing reports and testimony in product liability cases and in a few patent disputes. So those are the two other areas in investor and litigation support.
Are you building your company to include more NDA partners and premier experts?
Yes, we are. We're expanding our network of partners and experts in the United States, and without naming names, there will appear on our website soon some impressive additions to our team. We've also recently expanded our European team, so that we now have former regulatory officials from a couple of countries, Anders Granen, who worked at the Swedish agency for many years, and then more recently with Quintiles and their Clinical Pharmacology Sweden. Javier Luria, who recently stepped down from the European Medical Products Agency, EMA, as the senior most medical reviewer, and from major pharmaceutical companies such as Roche, where Theo Günther, who recently joined our premier expert team, worked for many years.
Very good. And also tell our listeners where they can get more information about NDA partners online.
Right. Well, listen, I just want to end by saying I could have retired a while back. I call myself a serial retiree. I have no intention of doing so. I'm just having too much fun. It's too exciting to be working with this team and be helping companies. More information about our group can be obtained by going to www.ndapartners.com.
Excellent. It's been great to catch up with you, Dr. Carl Peck, to find out more about NDA Partners. He is Dr. Carl Peck, a founder and chairman of NDA Partners, a development partner to the pharmaceutical and medical device industry. And once again, the website of reference is ndapartners.com. Dr. Peck, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.